This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With or without a pandemic, these days leading up to Thanksgiving are some of the busiest at American grocery stores. Shoppers in various states of panic rushing through with carts full of potatoes and pumpkin and cranberries fresh in my house. Thank you very much. None of that gelatinous canned stuff. Also, that essential ingredient, garlic. As it happens, we know a guy in the garlic business. His name is Ken Christopher. He's the executive vice president of the family business. It's called Christopher Ranch. They are in Gilroy, California. Mr. Christopher, welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
What's the current state of the American garlic business?
The American garlic industry is in a very unique state right now. We're seeing a surge of demand nationwide for garlic, unlike we've seen in company history. My family's been farming garlic since 1956, so you can imagine we know what we're talking about when it comes to garlic. And we're seeing shipments approaching 50, 60, 70% over the same time last year.
Why do you think that is?
So I think nationwide, we're seeing a lot more states starting to enforce restrictive orders. You can imagine with cold, with rain, with snow, more and more families are going to select to go to their local grocery stores, maybe instead of going out to restaurants. And so as that happens, there's a natural increase in demand for fresh garlic nationwide.
Does that imply that the garlic I buy at the supermarket is different than the garlic that my local restaurant would buy?
That's exactly right. So restaurants nationwide are going to purchase pre-peeled garlic. You know, back before 2020, before COVID, our sales were approximately half fresh garlic for retailers and about half was peeled garlic for restaurants. And we've seen a huge decline on the peeled side, but a massive surge on the fresh side.
Huh.
And we're just trying to adapt the best we can to handle supply chains nationwide.
Let me ask you big picture supply chain stuff. Give me the current state of tariffs, would you, on garlic? Because that was a big thing for your industry back 18 months ago.
So back in the 1990s, my grandfather actually was the first one to petition the U.S. government to enact an almost, I think it's a 400% tariff on inbound Chinese garlic that has proven to be violating U.S. law. And then myself, I went out to Washington in 2018 to offer testimony to enact a fresh 25% tariff on top of what my grandfather did back in the 90s in order to try to stop Chinese garlic from entering our country. Before COVID, the existential threat to our company and to all U.S. garlic growers was Chinese garlic being illegally dumped on our shores. Since COVID, that threat has somewhat diminished because demand has grown so enormously.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a unique place we're finding yourself in.
So you're pro-tariff, but demand is helping you out just in terms of those margins and stuff.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. What do you suppose your industry looks like once we can all go back out to restaurants and there's a change of administration and who knows what tariff policy is going to be? What's your short to medium term future?
It's looking encouraging because one of the other great threats beyond Chinese garlic has been comprehensive immigration policy. You know, the Trump administration wasn't exactly immigration friendly. And as farmers, we rely on that critical pool of talent to get all the work that needs to be done. And so we're looking forward to a Joe Biden administration working with Congress to finally get something going.
Do you use a lot of garlic when you cook? Is that a thing you do?
I do use a lot of garlic when I cook. You know, if I'm, you know, looking at a recipe and it calls for 2 to 3 cloves, I'm going to double that. I'm going to quadruple that every single time. You know, my family has been a part of the garlic capital of the world here in Gilroy, California for decades. And so garlic is a critical part of who we are.
Oh, I know. You drive through it, you can smell it. Ken Christopher, he's the executive VP of Christopher Ranch up in Gilroy, talking his own book on garlic in this economy. Mr. Christopher, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.